Mrs. Plunkett's Table Leg by Audrey Siddall, read by Kevin Wilde. It was after the night of the Sheffield Blitz, and Hitler had done his worst. The electrics were off, the gas was off, and the water pipes had burst. It was freezing cold, and we had no coal, and the sticks that we had were wet. We needed some heat and some good hot food, but what followed I'll ne'er forget. My mum has a friend, a Florrie Plackett by name. She was kind and had true British grit. She said, "I'll get some fuel, enough for us all, and I'll be back in a tick with it." I'd got an old table down its cellar, and to my mother she said, "I'll chop it up with an axe or an hammer. I'm sure I'll find something in its shed." Well, the day wore on, and no Florrie came with that bundle of promised wood. Then tea time arrived, and at last she appeared to show that her promise held good. But the fuel she brought was an old table leg, and she was sorry, but it just wouldn't chop. It was a good table leg, all bulbous and curved, but as firewood it wasn't much cop. The grate was small and the leg was quite tall, and its top got jammed in the flue, so we puffed and shoved and huffed and puffed until all our faces were blue. We jiggled and joggled it, wiggled it and waggled it, till at last all covered in muck. We had to admit with much regret, Flo's leg was truly well stuck. As if stuck with glue, it stuck in the flue, with its foot firmly fixed in the bars. It looked so firm, just standing there, with a worm's eye view of the stars. Well, we were so determined to get a fire, so we got some paper for kindling. We longed for a glow, cause our spirits were low, and alas, by the minute were dwindling. Then another friend came and brought some coal, and it helped us to banish our despair. It booked us all up immediately, cause at last we were getting somewhere. We set it alight, and oh, what a sight! Round the leg the flames leaping higher, the varnish burnt blue, high up in the flue, and then set the chimney on fire. We ran for the salt to damp it down, the water we just couldn't spare. It was getting quite dark, near blackout time, and there was a hint of rain in the air. Oh, glory be, it started to pour, and the fire in the chimney went out. But we couldn't say that for Flo Plackett's leg. It stayed in the flue without doubt. For 2 whole weeks it stayed smouldering there. Shift it, we just weren't able. It really wasn't a pretty sight, even though it was from a solid oak table. Flo Plackett herself was mortified. The whole thing became like a fable. 'Twas like some horrible totem pole, that leg from the old oak table. It had charcoal eyes which stared at us, and a mouth with a checkered grin, which seemed to say, "Don't turn away, I'll be here till New Year's in," and it was.